So, is there a concept of a universal savior in other religions? Well, if there wasn't, then this would be a pretty short episode. And apparently, short episodes isn't something we do in Islamic Pulse. But contrary to what most people will think, there is a concept of a universal savior in other religions. So the concept of a universal savior isn't limited to just Islam. Well, let's look at Islam first because it is the most complete and perfect religion. In Islam, you will find that both the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims believe in a universal savior. Both schools of thought, the Shia and the Sunni, believe that at the end of time, a savior will come to save humanity. And that savior will establish justice and peace across the world. Both agree that that savior will be the Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. What's interesting is that both of them agree that the Mahdi will be from the progeny of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Isn't that beautiful? The only difference is that in the Shia school of thought, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has already been born. He is the son of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And in the Sunni school of thought, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is yet to be born. But what's interesting is that both of them agree that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will be from the progeny of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Well, that just about does it for Islam. But did you know that research shows that our religions have some sort of concept of a universal savior? A savior that will come and free humanity from the shackles of evil and help it attain perfection. The only difference that comes about is the name and the specific characteristics of the said universal savior. In Hinduism, it's Kalki. In Zoroastrianism, it's Saushyant. In Buddhism, it's Maitreya. In Judaism, it's the Mashiach. In Christianity, it is Jesus Christ. And in Islam, it is Imam al-Mahdi. And you know what? Even if you're an atheist, you would still wish for someone who would help humanity attain perfection and free it from the shackles of tyranny and evil. And the general attribute of all these different variations of the savior of humanity is that this savior will come and free the world from the shackles of evil and tyranny that will be overwhelming it and help humanity attain ultimate salvation. And so this all results in that we can all work towards a universal savior because on a universal level, we all oppose oppression and tyranny. And of course, we all want ultimate perfection. And this all leads to humanity's ultimate salvation and prosperity. And of course, that's something that we all want. And remember, the Islamic description of the Mahdi in the Shia school of thought is the best and most complete description of the universal savior. So, make preparations and lay the foundations for the universal savior wherever you are.